Quis custodiet ipsos custodes. Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose and today I want to talk briefly around a topic we have touched on in previous podcasts and which, justifiably, is getting a lot of attention these days. Linked in the show notes is an article from an edition of the Metro newspaper in the UK published last week, written by the co-founder of the Doctors Association of the UK, Dr. Samantha Batt-Rawdon. It is titled, "If we don't start looking after our doctors, there will be no one left to care for our patients." Whilst it is a UK perspective, influenced by issues relating to the way the healthcare system works there, there are themes and realities that will be recognisable to any clinician. Some of these statistics quoted are quite eye-opening. Last year, 55% of UK doctors met the criteria for burnout, with one in five resorting to drugs or alcohol to cope. Also in 2018, a mere 38% of second-year doctors chose to enter specialty training. Specialty training meaning both hospital and primary care specialties, and this compared to 83% in 2010. So burnout is a significant burgeoning problem. A study in the Annals of Emergency Medicine reported an annual cost to the US health system of $4.6 billion. And another study reported that doctors suffering burnout are twice as likely to make a mistake. Last year, we spoke with Dr. Zeeshan Qureshi, a London-based paediatrician and an advocate for the mental well-being of doctors. He discussed some of these worrying statistics and some of the serious effects burnout can have on the clinician and on their patients. I would encourage you to have a listen if you have not already. It is vital that as a medical community we are prepared to talk about this topic openly and without fear of being judged. Hiding feelings because of a fear that you are weak or a failure as a clinician is in part a reason why this iceberg of a problem has been hidden for so long. But when you realise that, at 55% of UK doctors, those clinicians suffering from burnout are actually in the majority, your perspective on this issue changes, and hopefully the willingness to open up and seek help will follow. There are many reasons why I enjoy urgent care medicine here in New Zealand. I find working in a private community clinic preferable to hospitals. I enjoy the flexibility of the hours and the teamwork of the staff on the floor. I enjoy the interesting breadth of clinical presentations, and of course I enjoy making a difference in the patient's healthcare journey. Despite the many benefits and joys of working in urgent care in New Zealand, the Kiwi urgent care physician, or indeed the global community of urgent care physicians, are not immune to burnout. The fact that we are open access and will get presentations across such a huge scope means we're faced with a lot of diagnostic uncertainty, coupled with a sometimes overwhelming workload of patients keen not to wait any longer. This uncertainty and desire not to miss important diagnoses definitely contributes to our potential to become burnt out. So we as a community need to be aware of burnout, and talking about it is a good place to start. We should talk to our colleagues, our supervisors, and our peer groups, and be open about the way our work is affecting us. We should talk with our registered GP if we are having problems, and we should not fear that talking to them is a sign of failure or weakness. Please do not keep things bottled up for fear that seeking help reflects badly on you as a clinician or a person. Don't forget, 55% of UK doctors are with you on this one. Because ultimately, quis custodiat ipsos custodes? Who watches the watchman? Well, the answer is us. We look after our colleagues in the same way that we look after our patients. We become patients ourselves, and this is how it should be. Because your medical degree did not remove your innate human ability to become unwell, and it certainly did not give you magical self-healing force powers. So please, if you are struggling, do what you tell your patients to do and see your GP. So we all need a bit more compassion in medicine. And with that in mind, I want to draw the Kiwi listeners' attention to a conference. On March the 28th at the University of Auckland, there is the Compassion in Medicine Conference. Its theme this year is Caring for the Carer. And for those of you interested in attending and learning about how compassion can help prevent burnout and make you a better doctor, there is a link in the show notes. And also, for those of you attending the Goodfellow Symposium this year, there is a Compassion in Healthcare program running through that weekend too. So as people continue to live longer, populations continue to grow larger, and medical knowledge continues to grow exponentially, our jobs are not going to get any easier, and we're not going to get any less busy. It is therefore important that we learn to reflect some of our health focus back on ourselves and our colleagues. To quote the closing words of Jerry Springer, take care of yourself and each other. Now we'll be back next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then. But for now, thanks for listening.